Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Friday, 25th of January. Firstly, in Cambodia, yesterday Prime Minister Hun Sen called on the military to destroy opponents if the government comes under threat, and he described himself as the one who steers the wheel of the army. He was addressing the soldiers to mark the 20th anniversary of the infantry regiment, which is headed by his son Hun Manet. He asked the military to destroy the revolutions that attempt to topple his legitimate government. Hun Sen has increased the rhetoric against the dissolved opposition party, Cambodia National Rescue Party, the European Union, and other critics of his government in recent weeks. He was re-elected in the general elections last year, which was alleged to be a sham election. The European Union has warned it may withdraw its Everything But Arms scheme, which allows Cambodia's garment sector a duty-free access to the market. Clients are advised to note the increasing animosity between Cambodia and the West. Western businesses in the country can be potentially targeted by the government if the tensions continue to rise. In Thailand, Chusak Sirinil of the Pheu Thai Party said that the party wants Prayut, in his capacity as the leader of the National Council for Peace and Order, to refrain from using his power under Section 44 of the Constitution. The section gives Prayut absolute power to issue orders. He noted that the government must serve as an interim government and must not initiate new projects which may impose budget spending obligations on future governments. Chusak urged the Election Commission to perform its duties independently and monitor the government's exercise of power. Leaders of the Democrat Party and Raksh Chart Party also called on the government and the Prime Minister to stop using Section 44 and asserted that Section 44 should now be invoked only to deal with security issues rather than election-related matters. The statements from the political parties come after the elections were scheduled by the Election Commission for March 24th. In China, Poland is set to exclude Huawei from its 5G network in favor of the European players, following the arrest of an employee of Huawei on suspicion of spying this month. Poland's president also suggested that Huawei is likely to be excluded by saying he is definitely closer to cooperating with European firms or with those from the US than with producers from Asia. The Polish government is deliberating with their allies in the European Union and North America on the further actions but haven't determined which telecom equipment maker may replace Huawei. The possible exclusion follows the diplomatic fallout between China, Canada, and the US over the arrest of Huawei's vice president. Finland's Nokia and Sweden's Ericsson are the two leading European competitors who could replace Huawei. In Malaysia, Pahang Sultan Abdullah Sultan Ahmad Shah was elected as a new Malaysian king yesterday by members of the country's royal families. Perak Sultan Nazrin Shah has been elected deputy king functions of the king are largely ceremonial in Malaysia. The king serves as the nominal head of the country, and his assent is needed for the appointment of a prime minister and various senior officials. Former King Sultan Muhammad V abdicated on January the 6th after 2 years on the throne. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis.